When I undress in front of you, I will still be nervous. My eyes will not be prepared to see yours so perfectly pressed to me. I will take my shoes off first. They slip from my soles like rocks rolled away. I will forget where I put them in the morning. My earrings will be next. When I twist them out of my inner self, I remember that piercings are not the only wounds I will show you tonight. My favorite locket will fall from my neck like the drops of rain in the daylight where you saw the freckle by my collarbone for the first time. Like the inside of that locket, I have many secrets to tell you. My blouse is a patient knot, so it comes undone easily for you, and I will playfully throw it, just missing your shoulder. Your smile makes me rethink this whole thing. All too familiar crickets play the same tune of my tears, and I look away for just long enough to concern you. But your whisper quiets their wings, and if you should say something beautiful, I promise in this moment to believe you. My jeans are a pain in the ass. They are aluminum, foiled around my thighs to give you just enough curiosity. We always wonder what's in there. My bra trembles, as does your breath, because you see the curves of my waistline, the islands of my hip bones joined by a collection of white waves, and like a pirate, you want to chart your new territory. You are silent, as the rubber bands of my heart snap with the back buckles and my chest is free. My lace-covered inside is the only thing not shy, so when you not so subtly bite your lower lip, I feel suddenly powerful. And if I should tease this last part for you, turning around, tempting, it is you who suddenly grows afraid. The night sky is the same color as the lace, and your blush is the same color as what it's concealing. Let all parts finally meet. They drop to my ankles like two eager knees. I pray to every god I can name. Please let him be pleased by me. Standing before you, I regret doing this slowly. We should have rushed. We should have behaved wildly, tearing the clothes off, clawing at each other. Getting down to business, this slow ebb, this wandering pace in a museum, this silence is more open than I can handle. I repress the reflex to cover my face, to cover up, and stand still. Sore, bruised from the beating of this too vulnerable fist, this too intimate conversation where neither mouth moves. We say many things that night, but what we don't say is what I will remember in the morning.